With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Anti-Israel protesters have shut down Grand Central Terminal. There are reports that arrest may be coming soon. Officials say they hope to resume service around 11:45 tonight. The Cornell University student accused of making threats against Jewish people will not get out of jail before he stands trial. A federal magistrate Thursday denied bail for 21-year-old Patrick Dye. The judge said the violent anti-Semitic threats Dye's accused of making and his reported struggles with mental health issues reminded her of the profiles of some past mass shooters. A new poll shows a deep divide among Democrats over President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
The poll found 50% of Democrats approve how President Biden has navigated the conflict, while 46% disapprove. And the two groups diverge substantially in their views of U.S. support for Israel. Biden's support on the issue among Democrats is down slightly from August, as an AP NORC poll conducted then found that 57% of Democrats approve of his handling and 40% disapproved. Nearly 7 in 10 Democrats approving of Biden's management of the conflict think the U.S. provides the right amount of support to Israel currently. Of those who disapprove, 65% say the U.S. is too supportive of Israel. I'm Norman Hall.
And so at SRNNews.com, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's announcement that he won't run for re-election next year is throwing the door open to speculation he may run for the White House.
Manchin and the group No Labels have been making overtures to each other for months, and that has many speculating his decision not to run for Senate in 2024 could really mean a third-party bid for the White House. That means a host of new worries and strategy sessions for Democrats as they seek to get Joe Biden re-elected. Not to mention the impact Manchin's loss will have on his party's efforts to hold on to their slim majority in the Senate. Bob Agner reports.
This is SRN News. Uncle Sam may soon legalize marijuana, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Howard Sklamberg, a former FDA official, has told a cannabis industry event that he believes his former agency will downgrade the drug sometime next year, a step that many see as a precursor to national legalization. Numerous states have been legalizing pot, but the federal government still lists it as a dangerous drug. Downgrading would be a signal that the Biden administration is ready for legalization, something many parents and clergymen oppose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maine's highest court is considering whether to remove time limits on child sex abuse lawsuits. The Supreme Judicial Court heard arguments Thursday over the constitutionality of the statute of limitations. An attorney for the Catholic Diocese of Portland says the elimination of the statute is unconstitutional because, he says, it violates vested rights and imposes new liabilities. This is SRN News. A man in Georgia is facing charges for threatening to kill Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Sean Patrick Cirillo is accused of calling Greene's office Wednesday and saying he planned to shoot the lawmaker next week. Police say the suspect also threatened Greene's family. He was taken into custody and is charged with using communications devices to make threats. Hollywood's months of labor unrest are coming to an end. Speaking to reporters, Screen Actors Guild President Fran Drescher says the industry deserves credit for conceding.
And I want to thank the AMPTP for recognizing the gravity of this historic and seminal negotiation and meeting the moment.
Cantaloupes are being recalled in several states due to concerns of salmonella contamination. Arizona-based Sophia Produce, which operates under the name True Fresh, is doing the recall. There have been no reports of illness related to the recalled cantaloupes. More details at SRNNews.com.